Well, again, I'm going to renew my call that we have an independent counsel brought in to do the investigation, to hire technical staff. Certainly the Finance Committee is getting to the point that the more we walk into the weeds on this thing, the deeper in the mud we get. And so the fact that they want to put it off to a different entity, I think, is appropriate. But I still renew my call that we should have an independent counsel. There can be attorney-client privilege. He or she can hire whatever technical expertise they have so we can get to the bottom of this. There are a couple issues. That it seems that the predominant one, as in my opinion, as to why these things keep getting pushed back is political. But we need to get to the technical reasons of the procurement surrounding the contract as to why state citizens were let down and why this money was spent the way it was.
And I was going to ask you about the political reasons. Does it concern you that the answers may not be known to what went wrong, may not be known until after the primary or even after the general election? Now, the Office of Legislative Audits is very thorough in their investigation. They take time.
They are very thorough, and there are some excellent expertise there. But again, this may go deeper than some of what they have to do. Remember, they also have other workload to do. They have other audits to conduct on an ongoing basis, and if they get bogged down in one intensive thing, there might be other things that could be missed. Again, you know, this is problematic, I think, for the state as a whole. Yes, we have two tracks. One is to address those people that have been harmed by this malpractice. The second thing is to find out who knew what, when did they know it, why did they not communicate what was going on to the committees and perhaps to the secretary or some other individuals.
Is it political moving it to the OLA?
Well, I don't see anyone cannot see the political ramifications of this. You basically now have a Democratic circular firing squad with the Attorney General involved, the Lieutenant Governor involved, and everybody's had their fingerprints all over this mismanagement and this malpractice.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.